Welcome to the Top Rope Chef After Show for Farouk's Low Fat Fried Chicken, Bradshaw's Texas Round Steak, and Acolyte's Beer Bread. Jacqueline, what did you have this week in food?
Brad, I've been trying to figure out chard. You know what?
Oh,
you know about chard?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of Bob's Burgers that have the word chard in it. Because it's fun to make puns with it, like who charted, or, you know.
I can't think.
Die charred.
I can never think of puns, but I enjoy them thoroughly. So we have rainbow chard at work, and it is so pretty. It comes in these bundles, and the stalks are bright yellow and bright orange and bright pink and bright red, and it's so pretty. But it's the weirdest flavor, like straight chard. Excuse me. It's like, it's bitter, but also sweet at the same time.
Is it kind of like collard greens or mustard greens?
Not mustard greens. It's more like collard greens, but with like a weird sweetness also. So I made a quiche. I think I sent you a picture of that. Maybe I didn't. I made a quiche with hash brown in place of crust, like in a pie pan. Hash browns, and then some vegan cheese and eggs and just chard. Yeah. And that tastes like quiche. It doesn't really taste like chard. And that's the only way that I've ever done it. So, or maybe I did it with bacon before, but that also doesn't count because it just hides the flavor and it just tastes like either bacon or quiche. So, today, actually, with the chicken mishap, I did rainbow chard and green beans, and with a little bit of sesame oil in a pan, and then I put in lemon pepper. Because there was a bunch of recipes with people pairing it with citrus, which I guess that kind of makes sense with how, like, the weird sweetness flavor of it. And it was okay, but I don't think I really want to eat it again. So I just don't know what to do with it. I'm stumped. But I want to eat it.
I feel like it's got to be in soup, right? Isn't that like the method?
Probably. I didn't have time to make a soup today. Have you?
I feel like all those greens just taste better in soup, like kale or spinach or cabbage. Anytime the green goes in some soup, I'm just loving it.
Well, what would you do with it? What kind of a soup?
I just put it in, you know, chicken rice or like one of the soups in here, like the minestrone soup. Anytime something would have spinach or kale, I would just try some chard, see how it tastes.
I'm willing to give it a shot. It's so pretty, and the taste is so weird.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've seen people do it with polenta and like a steamed chard and then a poached egg, but that sounds, I don't know. I'm not a...
It doesn't sound that good.
It's a tricky beast, but I will master it. So that's all I've been doing this week. And drinking beer. I drank a lot of beer this week. In that previous recipe, it said to buy a 6-pack and then drink the other ones. I did that.
I bought a tall boy, 24 ounce, split it up into two recipes, and that worked out pretty well for me.
What have you been doing this weekend?
Last Sunday, my roommate and I made donuts.
Oh, you did. You made me hungry.
Yeah, we finally did. Baked donuts. Found a recipe online. It's around here somewhere, but it was a pretty easy thing. Buttermilk was the hardest ingredient to purchase. Get it all together, and I made apple butter donuts, because I had apple butter left over. I made banana donuts, and then I dipped them in chocolate. And then I made blueberry donuts, and I had a blueberry glaze that I had made and covered it with the blueberry donuts. I do believe that the blueberry ones are the best ones.
Whoa.
Banana number two, apple butter number three.
What? Apple butter is one I was so excited to try.
Yeah, they're all pretty good, but if I got to rank them, that's the way to rank
them.
What
if you topped the apple butter with caramel?
Yeah, that would be nice. We put apple butter on the apple butter.
Oh, like you really went all apple butter.
Yeah. They were like softer. They were kind of like those like Entenmann donuts, I guess. It was like how we can.
The ones with the waxy coating of chocolate?
I wish. Those are like my favorite donut of all time.
Right? That wax. You got to eat that wax.
I do like that donut quite a bit. But like just the like the plain versions of those were like kind of just soft and fluffy.
Okay.
I'm going to the farmer's market on Sunday to make something else, not sure yet. I know they have eggs there. I saw a photo. I haven't been there yet, but I'm excited to go and check it out.
Ooh, let's do a Tap Rope Chef Farmer's Market Challenge. Somebody has to let somebody tell you what to buy from the farmer's market. You have to use it in a recipe.
Okay, well, I'm not sure what's going to be at mine, but I'll let you know.
Wait.
I have no idea what's going to be at the farmer's market.
When this airs, it will not be the week that I'm thinking it's going to be. Maybe I'll have an inside listener do it, one who I know personally.
Yeah, but my city just has, like, one that's, like, 4 blocks away from me. Like, a local city farmer's market.
What? That's so cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the most exciting thing I saw there were eggs. Because, I mean, those are just great and easy, and you can trust them.
Ours is closed now.
Ours is open 2 more weekends, and then it's closed.
So, I want to go back to your donut adventures.
Yeah.
So, What are you going to do when Vince McMahon calls you up and tells you to make him a donut? Make him a Vince McMahon donut for his big important board meeting.
What's something he likes? Grapefruit? I don't even know. He likes cream pie. Isn't that one of his recipes? The millionaire pie?
Probably.
That actually might be like more fruity than I'm remembering. We haven't done it yet. It's coconut, pineapple, pecans, condensed milk, Cool Whip, lemon juice, and a graham cracker crust for that one. We haven't done it yet.
Okay. You're going to make that into a donut for him?
I guess so. A pineapple donut? That'd be fun. I was thinking about doing that anyway.
Is pineapples in a donut?
Pineapple and probably like protein powder. It's probably like thing, right? Chocolate protein powder. Dude is jacked for like being 80 years old.
Yeah, is he 80?
He's old. Oh. Yeah.
I like the protein powder donut. That's a great answer. 5 stars.
I found 2 recipes that excited me today that involve tea, because I like Celestial Seasonings tea, not a sponsor, but I like their tea. And they have one for their Bengal Spice tea that involves making it in a soup.
Ooh.
With shallots and mushrooms. And I was like, if you can make, you know, chicken broth or beef broth, you could probably just make broth out of, like, tea, and it'd probably still be pretty good.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try to make that. And they also had another one with their pumpkin tea that was a chutney.
Oh.
That you make with, like, apples and raisins and nuts and stuff.
That'd be really good. Now you've got me thinking, because I have a ton of Celestial Seasonings tea in my cupboards. What is it? Apple spice, I think, or harvest apple or something like that?
Yeah, apple caramel or apple spice.
Yeah.
I got a couple apple ones.
But if I do that with a cupcake and I do, instead of just milk, if I do half milk and half tea, or like an Earl Grey tea cupcake.
Or you heat the tea bag in the milk.
Yeah, steep it in the milk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or you can make, ooh, I could do a lavender scone and then make the glaze with tea, like an Earl Grey tea. So it'd be like a Lady Grey scone. That is such a wonderful idea, Jacqueline. Way to go. I'm doing it. That sounds so good.
Lady Grey scone sounds like your evil villain character, too, in like a D&D universe or something.
I mean, it is now. That's my new wrestling persona. That's amazing.
Lady Grace.
I get to be like a super snob. Just drink tea.
They kind of missed the boat on getting on like a Downton Abbey type character, that's for sure.
What I could do as Lady Grace Scone is like just interrupt matches and walk down like really, like just interrupt a match, not care about all the screaming and booing, and just like slowly walk down to the announcer's table and sit down and like have some servant set me up a little tea party and just sit there and like chime in on matches. Mm-hmm. That's what I want to do.
Someone can get thrown into you and like the tea can get splattered on you. You can be all upset about it.
Yeah, or somebody could just like pour what is not actually boiling hot tea on me. Like as an insult, that would be a fun one. Or like smash all the little like tea cakes and stuff on my face. That would be great. Ooh, somebody could boil me in tea. That would be how my character disappears.
So I'm just excited to make those, see how those turnout, and it's getting colder, and I am just loving some teas. I got a gingerbread tea that I haven't tried yet, but I'm excited to.
Celestial Seasonings one? That's a really good tea.
Yeah. I haven't made a cold tea of those like weird ones, but my roommate keeps on tempting me to do so.
Cold brew herbal? Iced
gingerbread spice tea. I don't know if I like it or not.
I mean, if you put some like milk in it or cream or something, it would be really good.
Yeah, like a chai tea.
Yeah. That would be good. That would be weird alone, like as a standalone cold tea.
Mm-hmm. Although we did make one that was pretty funky and he still enjoyed. I think it was like a cranberry apple one.
Oh.
Although it was still really good. Yeah.
At our local grocery store, they've got all those in like the discount grab bin. And it's all the Christmas ones from last year. So we've got sugar plum, which is a lovely one to have. Hot or cold, actually. And then there's like a sugar cookie one, which is gross. And the gingerbread one, which is good. And I forgot there was another one. It was like Christmas Eve or something like that, which is just nice flavors that make you think of like sitting in front of the fireplace. Ah, it's almost winter.
It's getting to it, but I enjoy warmer foods. My roommate already made some acorn squash related things.
Yeah.
So.
Ooh, it's squash season. You're right. Oh my god. We just got kobacha squash at work. Kobachu?
I have no idea what you're trying to say to me.
Maybe I'll pop some squash pictures up. We have carnival squash. Have you had carnival squash?
No.
It's so...
Is it full of cotton candy and elephant ears and caramel apples?
Yes.
Wow! Mind blown. It's like the ultimate kid candy treat.
Yes. But also no. But it's really pretty. It's just like a little oval that's like yellow and green and orange, like stripes all over it. It looks like a carnival, like confetti.
Okay. So it sounds like a gremlin.
I think if you bake it after midnight, then it tastes like a gremlin.